Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
And one more, something very important, friends. Imagine I had somebody's feelings, and I walk up to the person and say, I just learned last night that it's forbidden to hurt somebody's feelings. Can you please forgive me? How does it sound to you? Yeah, maybe nice. Doesn't turn me on. The question is not, do you think you did wrong? The question is, does it hurt you that you hurt my feelings? You know, friends, if you want to know what it is I eat, it keeps Shabbos. If God forbid, sometimes I forget, maybe I turn on the light on Shabbos. It's not the question I did something wrong. It hurts. Physically, it hurts. And if you can forget for 1 second on the Holy Shabbos, it mamash hurts. I'll say something very deep. You know, imagine, just take a Jew who keeps kosher. Then by mistake, you'll walk into a restaurant and he thought it's kosher. And he eats, and then they tell him, you know, I was not kosher. You thought it was salami, it was really ham. I did something wrong. But then, you know, the answer is, I didn't know. Okay, I didn't know it's forbidden, so forget it, you know. God forgive me, I didn't know. So this is very nice. But take an MC eat. Do you know something? Even without him knowing if it's kosher or not, you put something non-kosher in somebody's mouth, they'll begin to vomit because they can't take it. Can I share with you a beautiful story about my great-great-grandfather? Really special. And I don't know why I just remembered it, but it's just a good story. My great-great-great-grandfather was a very simple young man. He lived on the border between Poland and Germany. And in the city was the name Flato, and he was drafted. And you know, in those days when a Jew was drafted, he was not drafted to become a general or an officer. He had absolutely no rights. Every soldier could beat him up, and he make him shine his shoes, clean the toilets, and they abused them in the most awesome way. So one time they were sitting on a fort by the border between Germany and Poland, and the fort was on a cliff, hundreds of feet high. And my Zayde was sitting there, and that afternoon was nothing to do. And suddenly the soldiers decided, we need some excitement, let's have a little bit fun. They took a piece of ham, grabbed my great-great-great-grandfather, decided to push the ham in his mouth. And you know, the truth is, you don't have to die for it. But my great-grandfather didn't know that. He only knew one thing: a Jew doesn't let a piece of ham in his mouth. He tore himself away from the soldiers, and he jumped off the cliff. They didn't even bother looking, because they knew he's dead. But gewalt, gewalt, Rabbeinu Shammai saved the world. I'm sure Alyanovi came and held him while he was in the air. He arrived. But when he arrived, he was already in Germany, because the fort was just on the border. He had 10 pennies in his pocket, and in those days you could buy with any kind of money. He passed by a marketplace, and they saw they're selling flour for 10 cents. He bought a sack of flour. On the next corner, someone says to him, "You have some flour to sell?" He says, "Yes." "How much do you want?" He says, 20 cents. He made 10 cents extra. I want you to know, all day long he was buying, selling, buying, selling. And let it just suffice to tell you that after 2 months, my holy great-great-grandfather was the owner of a bank. He became a multi-millionaire. At that time, in Germany and Hungary were close to Austria, he wrote a letter to the Xav Seifer, to the son of the Xav Seifer. He told him his whole life story. And he says, "I want you to know, I became a multimillionaire. I'm the owner of a big farm, and I live there, and I got married and have children, but I know so little. Maybe one of your students need a vacation for a few weeks. Would you mind sending me every few weeks a young man who needs to have a vacation? I'll pay for his trip. He should be in my house for a few weeks." And from that time on, pupils, students of the yeshiva of Pressburg would come to my Elter Zede. This must have been maybe 1830, 1840. And until the First World War, they would always come to his grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren. Sadly enough, at the First World War, the Depression, after the World War, the whole family this is on my Bobas, on my mother's side, they lost the money, and the youngest son, who was the owner of the bank when it collapsed, suddenly disappeared. Everybody was looking for him. After the Second World War, many years later, about maybe 1956, 57, my uncle went to Yerushalayim, and he was asking around. They told him there's a Yid, Rav Moshe Cohen. He's learning day and night in the Beis Medrash. My uncle looked for him. He found that his mom was sitting and learning day and night. And he says he felt so bad. It was not his fault, but because of him, so many people lost so much money. Anyway, you see, friends, the question is, how much does it hurt you? And the shofar of Chodesh Elul is not so much to proclaim God's kingdom as to tell God how much it hurts me. It hurts me so much that I didn't do everything from the deepest depths of my heart. It hurts me so much that for all the golden calves I made throughout the year, I'm going to C minor. So you hear, my beautiful friends, Chodesh Elul is the time to look into your own heart. How much does it hurt you when you do something not so good? How much joy does it bring to you when you do something with all your heart? So Chodesh Elul is a very deep month, very, very deep, preparing ourselves to become a new person. And you know, everybody knows that always the Shabbos, before a new month, we proclaim the new month, but not when it comes a new year. Because a new year is completely new. A new light is coming from heaven. A new light from heaven. We all are new, completely renewed. And I want to bless you and me the last Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. It says, Atem Nitzovim Ayom Kol. We all are standing before God. The lowest Jew and the highest Jew, the biggest tzaddik and the biggest opposite, all of us, the water carriers and the wood choppers. Everybody knows the wood chopper is Avraham Avinu. It says, when Yevaka Atzi Oila, he chopped the wood for the Akedah, for the binding of Yitzchak. And also when Yevaka Atzi Oila, Eitzah comes from the word to give you good advice. And he's saying, Master of the world, please give us good advice. Let us find people who give us the right advice. And Shef Maim, Master of the world, I don't just want to learn, I want to drink the Torah. I want to drink life. I want to be drunk on love. I want to be drunk on Shabbos and Yontif. Then begins the new year, the new year. And you know, friends, in Rosh Hashanah, I'm not praying for anything for myself. I'm praying for the whole world. And the most important thing I'm praying, Malaycha kolo alam kulei pifridechu. Mess of the world, let the whole world know there is one God. Let the whole world know that you created them. Let the whole world know that you are leading them. Join me wherever you are. I'm a lover boy, I call away, I'm cool. Be you, boy, they're cool. We know, say, I'll call away, be a good, they're cool. I did, receive the new year the way we do. So much holiness, so much. One hand with so much awe, and yet with so much joy. Because in the world, somehow awe, fear, and love don't go together. Because awe means I'm far away, and love is I want to be so close. But only with God, there are no contradictions. Everything melts into one. So you hear, my beautiful friends, Rosh Hashanah night. I want to bless you and me and all of us. We should go together to shul with so much joy. You know, sometimes I've been in my life in shul, Rosh Hashanah, and I walk in sad, walk away even more sad. But the truth is, Hashem, in my shul, and I'm sure a lot of shuls, the last hour of the last year, you spent dancing, Gevald, Master of the world. Thank you for the beautiful year you gave us. And I know you'll give us even a better year. And Mamish, I remember one time on the Moshav, the last hour of the year, we went up always to the gates of the Moshav to walk out the old year and to receive the new year. Shiva, I bless you and me to enter the new year with the greatest joy. Anyway, this is the way we begin.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.